Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 140 for the week of October 19th, 2009. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Fitzgerald Finishing as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Detroit, Michigan, Fitzgerald Finishing is a dip-spin bulk applicator of inorganic and organic high-end engineered coatings for Daimler Chrysler, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Delphi Automotive, Asian OEM, and European OEM specifications. For more information about Fitzgerald Finishing, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Washington Report dated October 15, 2009. Item: is your company ready to pay now to cover future cleanup costs in the event you close your doors? EPA is advancing its effort on a new mandate under the federal Superfund law. It's specifically targeting metal finishing, chemical manufacturing, and a handful of other sectors. Prompted by litigation, the agency is considering requiring metal finishing and certain chemical companies to obtain a letter of credit, bond, or other form of financial assurance in case of bankruptcy to cover cleanup and remediation costs. NASF is in discussions with EPA Superfund officials to show why a new requirement would impose crippling costs on the industry. Item: new chromium air regulations advancing at U.S. EPA. EPA is accelerating its schedule to overhaul federal air rules for hexavalent chromium electroplating and anodizing. The agency aims to issue a proposed rulemaking sometime next summer. NASF continues to work closely with air officials on facility data needs, health risk issues, and emissions modeling. In addition to being sued to review and revise the MACT standard for the industry, EPA is required by the Clean Air Act to assess whether current facilities with technology-based controls sufficiently reduce residual risk from hazardous air pollutant emissions. Item: union card check bill expected to advance after healthcare. Efforts to overhaul the nation's healthcare system have captured most of the attention in Washington over the last 3 months. But labor advocates still hope to see the Employee Free Choice Act acted on before the end of the year. Healthcare reform could advance quickly from a vote in the Senate Finance Committee, paving the way for debate on EFCA, better known as card check. If passed, it would radically change the ground rules for labor organizing in the workforce, something union leaders contend has been sharply tilted in employers' favor. Item: Canada update nickel chromium regulations. The Ontario Ministry of the Environment just concluded the comment period for a major new air emissions rule that may tighten controls dramatically for metal finishing air emissions of chromium, nickel, and other compounds. Discussions are ongoing on addressing implementation impacts from the risk-based rules covering large and small finishing operations and suppliers. And for more information on this Washington report, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com. Also, the Policy Group is launching a major new government and industry affairs initiative, www.nasfvotes.com. This tool is aimed at keeping you informed on issues facing the finishing supply chain and U.S.-based manufacturing. It's also intended to help you communicate more effectively with your lawmakers in a matter of minutes. Here's the calendar of events through the end of October. On October 19th and 20th, the AESF Foundation Milwaukee Branch Course, Electroless Nickel and Wastewater Treatment, will be held in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. On October 20th and 21st, the Surface Finishing Academy Powder Coating Course, instructed by Tiger Drylac USA, will take place in St. Paul, Minnesota. Also taking place October 20th and 21st, RadTech, the Association for UV and EB Technology, will hold UV-EB East 2009 in Niagara Falls, New York. On October 20th through the 22nd, Parts to Clean International Trade Fair for Cleaning will be held in Stuttgart, Germany. On October 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have an injury and illness prevention program update and employee training at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on October 26th through the 30th, AESF Foundation Electroplating and Surface Finishing course will be held in Providence, Rhode Island. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.